You're on White Noise, you're on Joy 94.9, and Kez, I'm so excited to be talking to a member of this band.
Yeah?
I've only recently discovered them, but already I cannot wait to see them at Soundwave. Their songs are really catchy, and they're just, their videos are ridiculously cool to watch, like Tommy Gun and Underwear. And they've even blown up aliens on Uranus, which I'll tell you about later. And they're Swedish, which is an added bonus. They are Royal Republic, and joining us on the line is Per.
Hello.
Per, welcome to the show, and can you say your name in the Swedish way so people know your actual name?
Per.
Per, beautiful, I love it. Now,
I kind of like Per. It's like taking a vacation from you know, the usual stuff.
All right, well, let's keep the holiday going, Per. Where does the name Royal Republic come from, and why did you guys choose it for your band?
When we started out, we had this notion of us rolling up in a limousine and trying to make rock and roll a bit more housebroken. I don't think we really succeeded in the end. We're still playing rock clubs and stuff, and we're enjoying ourselves. But I think we had three main suggestions. One was King Average, the other was Club Majesty, and the third one was Royal Republic, and we obviously picked the best one.
So for people who are unfamiliar with Royal Republic, how would you define yourselves and your music?
I think we had a bunch of definitions. We're always struggling with definitions. I think action rock, and we had energy rock, and I think the latest one is Chuck Norris rock.
Oh, that's awesome. Chuck Norris makes everything cool.
Where did Chuck Norris rock come from?
Because it kicks ass.
Yeah, but
it roundhouse kicks ass.
How did it exist?
I don't know, but I saw a video thing on YouTube, on this amazing site called YouTube, where he was actually reading his top 10 Chuck Norris jokes, and that was hysterical.
Now, Per, your debut album is We Are The Royal. How effectively does this album capture your sound?
Honestly, I think it's a bit too polished. I think we're going for some more dirt on the next one and recording it a bit more live than what we did on this one. I think the best way to get an idea of what we're about is probably watching the videos on YouTube, the ones that you mentioned, and seeing us live on Soundwave.
Is it a lot of fun writing these catchy songs, or is it a difficult and boring process?
No, I think we still think it's fun. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it.
But, of course.
It's been a long time. We're writing songs for the next album now, and it's been such a long time since we had any time to write anything. So, you know, there's some pressure since we did really well on the first album, and we're still trying to find out how to do it again.
When can we expect to see this aforementioned new album?
I think sometime this year. But I'm not sure.
Oh, wow, cool.
I'm not going to say anything more than that.
Fair enough. But talking about rumors, at the moment on the internet, there is a rumor going around saying that you guys might have to cancel a couple of shows because one of your bandmates has been injured. Is this true at all?
I don't know where the rumor comes from, or I have a hunch of where it comes from, but it's basically somebody announced a show that we never confirmed. And is now making up a story because the show is canceled. This is what I think happened. Because nobody's getting surgery. Nobody's sick. We're not canceling anything yet. So everything's good. I don't know where it came from, really.
Well, that person clearly sucks and needs to get a life. And we're very glad to hear that you guys are in tip-top shape and that no one's injured.
Yeah, and you can say fuck on the radio, which is awesome.
We might get in trouble for that, but it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Exactly. Now, what has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
I think some of the festivals this summer was really, really awesome. Playing Brian Kultur in front of 35,000 this summer in Germany. It was really cool. Worst moments, I don't know, probably some of the snowstorm gigs last winter where we had to spend 14, 15 hours in a car and then get on stage.
Ooh, that would have been awkward when you needed to pee.
Yeah, kind of.
So what can we expect other than an album from Royal Republic in the years to come?
I don't really know yet. I think we're going to do just about the same thing we've done. I think we're expanding a bit on our sound, trying to find some more dynamic. And I think we're also trying to stay like the tongue-in-cheek humor that we have, but also making the songs say something.
You're trying to put a serious message in your funny songs? Is that what you mean?
Kinda, yeah. you know, always humor is always most effective when it has a serious note in there, I think.
Well, that sounds like it'll be a fun process for you guys. Good luck with that. So you'll be coming to Australia for Soundwave 2012. What would you say to people to get them to come and see Royal Republic perform live?
I think Chuck Norris Rock should attract most people.
I think it will.
No, but I think we're really a live band, and to get the best idea of who we are and what's special about us, you need to come see us live.
You know what?
Can have a boring 30 minutes, I promise you that.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a very fun 30 minutes. Kez and I will be there, and I don't know where she'll be, but I'll be in the very front row watching you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on our show, and have fun at Soundwave 2012.
Thank you very much.